朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
让我告诉你，当我们把传道人接到家里的时候，有许许多多的好处。
Let me tell you, when I invite them into my home, I receive a great deal of blessings.
第一个，当你家里有客人的时候，你一定要注意稍微整齐一点。
First of all, when you have a guest in your home, you kind of pay attention to take care of your house.
这还不是我说的好处。
But this is not what I mean.
当你和一些侍奉主的人或者是神的儿女在一起的时候，你有真实交通的机会。
And when you serve them, you have true opportunities to share.
我父亲那一次接待了 Dr. Pickthorne 在他家里住。
My father invited Dr. Pickthorne to stay with him.
在他们家住的时候，他就发现 Dr. Pickthorne 很喜欢吃 chocolate.
He discovered that Dr. Pickthorne loves chocolate.
而且胃口好得很，什么东西摆上都能吃。
And also has a very good appetite. Whatever you put in front of him, he will eat.
我们父母亲是非常好的接待人的人。
And my parents are very hospitable people.
Dr. Pickthorne 就有机会跟他们一起谈论，讲很多很多的事情。
And so Dr. Pickthorne had many opportunities to share much with them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不光是在讲台上面借着讲道，叫我们属灵生命有影响改变。
And therefore, when it's preaching from the pulpit,the word of God that has an impact in our lives.
我相信吕地亚接待保罗希拉的时候，他真正看见一个侍奉主的人生活。
I believe when Lydia invited them to stay with her, that she saw in their lives what their life was like.
而这一个我相信是保罗希拉也愿意把他们自己生命放在吕地亚家里而产生影响。
And I believe that Paul and Silas would also want to give up their lives to live outin their home, what their life was like.
所以这里给我们看见一个榜样。
And therefore we see example here.
在家里面可以有生活上的交通和表现。
In a home, there could be the expression in our life, the testimony in our lives.
不像在讲台上面，在家，在这外面的时候，我们必须领带、西装笔挺，穿戴整齐。
It's not like in a pulpit or outside, we have to wear our tie and wear our coat.
有时候我出去的时候，在弟兄姊妹家里住的时候，他们也给我一点保留，让我有一点点这个全这个 privacy 一个房间。
Sometimes when I stay with other brothers and sisters, they will give me some privacy. They will give me another room.
但是实际上讲起来，在一起生活的时候，实在没有办法逃避。
But no matter what, when you live together, you cannot avoid many things.
这就是神在这些事情上面借着生活给我们的帮助。
And this one is what the Lord gives the opportunity the Lord gives to us.In the realities of life.
吕迪亚是在腓立比教会最早开始的一个姊妹。
Lydia was the first woman, in the church of Philippi who came to know Jesus.
你看腓立比的教会有一种特别的表现，就是他们中间彼此上面那个爱的流露。
You can see the church of Philippi has a very special expression. There's a great deal of love among them.
我相信这是借着在一起生活或者彼此接纳产生的。
I believe this is something comes.As a result of their sharing their lives together.
我觉得很稀奇一件事情，小孩子常常喜欢到别人家去过夜。
I think it's strange that the children would like to go to other people's homes to stay overnight.
大人不大会做这样事情哈。
And the older people do not always want to do this.
或者我跟这样子讲，今天我到你家里住一两天好不好？
Oh, I don't say to Andrew, say Andrew can come stay with you for a couple of days.
我不知道他会怎么想，奇怪，周弟兄你在干什么？
I don't know what he would think.What are you up to, brother child, that you will want to do this?
所以有一些别的地方教会的弟兄姊妹，反而我跟他们熟一点。
And therefore, some brothers and sisters from other churches, I know them even more.
在 Huntsville 那里教会，他们真是把我强留在他们家里住几天，这里住几天，那里住几天。
In Huntsville, the brothers and sisters there have insisted that I will stay with them, and I will stay a few days with one family, a few days with another family.
这样就和他们有相当真实上的认识。感情上的沟通。
And then we have true fellowship and sharing.
第二个例子我们看见和 Lydia 不一样。
And the second example here is something different from Lydia.
因为保罗在那里把禁足带领信主以后,
because after Paul led this jailer to the Lord,
禁足很需要一些基本的教导,
and this jailer needs some basic teaching.
所以在哪里教导呢?
So how did he teach him?
这个禁足问说, 二位先生, 我当怎样行才可以得救?
Now this man said, what must I do to be saved?
你想保罗希拉的回答就这么简单, 当禁足耶稣你和你一家都必得救就这样完了吗?
So consider, did the Paul and Silas simply answer very simply, just believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved?
怎么样信, 怎么样是信耶稣呢?
What does it mean to believe in the Lord?
耶稣是谁呢?
Who is Jesus?
为什么他是主呢?
Why is he Lord?
怎么样呢? 我为什么要这样信他呢?
How, why do I need to believe in him?
你所说的得救是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to be saved?
因为虽然禁足问说, 二位先生,我怎样行才可以得救?他说的得救和保罗讲的得救不一定是一件事情。Although
the jailer said, man, what must I do to be saved? When he used the word saved, it's different than the way Paul used the word.
你们有没有想过,这个禁足问的得救,可能不是指的我们灵魂得救像基督徒所了解一样。Have
you considered that when jailer used this word, he did not mean, he's not talking about salvation that we're talking about.
但是保罗就利用这个同样的话来说到主的救恩。
But Paul used the same word that he used and to refer to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这个禁足所了解的是什么?
What does this jailer understand that to mean?
这里的禁足了解,这两个人是犯人被抓来下来监理的。
And so the jailer knows that these two are criminals and they have been punished to be in this prison.
这个禁足所了解,这两个人是犹太人,正确来骚扰罗马人的,在这里的生活。
And that, that he knows that these two are Roman?
Jews.
These two are Jews. They are disturbing this Roman city. And they have beaten them up and then put them in prison. And the jailer had received instruction to watch them carefully that they would not run away. But in the middle of the night, as Paul and Silas were praying and praising God, and all the other prisoners were listening to them. I don't know which one of them sang better or which one sang which part. But we know the scripture tells us that all the other prisoners were listening to them. Because in their song, not only it was pleasing to the ears, but because it's power of God.
地大震动,
and then the earth shook.
监狱的地基都震动, 而且,
the foundation of the prison was shaken, and all the doors were opened. And everyone's fetters were unfastened. And this is a very wondrous incident. And the scripture says the jailer woke up. I don't know why the prisoners were listening to the Paul and Silas singing and the jailer was asleep.
可能对于那些囚犯来讲, 这些, 保罗希拉唱的诗歌是天上悦耳的天籁。
Perhaps that the songs they were singing had a good sound to them.
但是禁足却以为是天元曲。
And perhaps for the prisoner, for the jailer, it was a music to put him to sleep.
但是事实上很容易明白, 因为禁足在那里并没有什么压力嘛, 他不需要福音。
But it's easy to understand this because the jailer was not under any pressure. He did not feel that he needed salvation.
而这些囚犯他们却有这么大的需要。
But these prisoners had great needs.
他们在捆锁中间,他们在监禁底下,他们想要得到自由。
And they are under bondage and they want a freedom.
所以你看哪人会注意听保罗跟希拉所传的信息?
And so who would want to listen to the message from Paul and the Silas?
禁足一行过来,他看见监门全开,自然的反应就是以为囚犯都逃跑了。
When jailer woke up and saw that all the prison doors were open, of course he thought that all the prisoners have escaped.
因为他是一个罗马兵丁,受过训练,要尽忠职守。
Because he's a Roman soldier, he had been trained to be very faithful to his duties.
当他不能尽忠职守的时候, 他另外一个办法就是自杀。
And he knows that when he could not be faithful to his duty, he only had one other alternative, that is to commit suicide.
我也不晓得为什么保罗就知道这个紧急的情况而大声地呼召他。
We don't know why Paul already knew the extreme condition, and he cried out.
也许这个禁足一醒过来看见监门大开，头一个反应很紧张，就赶快跑来跑去，看看所有门都打开，他却没有注意到人在哪里。
And perhaps the jailer was excited after he woke up. He was running around, saw, seeing all the doors were open. He did not notice that the people were still there.
也许他们都不在监房里面，都到了保罗的监房。
And perhaps they were not in the individual cells. Maybe they were all gathered in Paul's jail cell.
所以他以为这些犯人都逃走。
And so perhaps he thought that all the prisoners have escaped.
他最后没有看保罗的监房。
He did not see Paul's jail cell.
所以保罗赶快大声呼召说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
And so Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We're all here."
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，这个监狱里的情况是非常奇妙的一个布道大会。
Can you imagine a very wonderful evangelist meeting right here in this prison?
保罗说：“我们都在这里。”
And Paul says, "We're all here."
所以禁足所了解的。 那个得救跟保罗讲的得救不一样。
And so this jailer's understanding of being saved is different than what Paul had in mind.
禁足叫人拿着灯来，而且跳进监牢里面，可见那是地牢，是个低的地方。
And the jailer called for lights, and he rushed in. He just jumped in, and it's probably something that's lower.
保罗他匍匐在保罗希拉的面前，问他们说，怎么样可以得救？
He fell down before Paul and Silas. He said, "What must I do to be saved?"
保罗就对他传讲信心的得救。
And so Paul shared with him to be saved by faith.
弟兄姊妹们，这个基督需要很多的教导。
And this needs much teaching.
当然，他需要更长的时间。
Of course, he needed more time.
这里说，他就把主的道讲给他和他的全家听。
And the scripture says that they spoke the word of God to him and to all that were in his house.
那个禁足是有自由，就可以把保罗和希拉带到他家里去。
And this jailer had the freedom to take Paul and Silas into his house.
我不相信这些家人都到监狱里面来看禁足。
I don't believe that his family came to the prison to meet the Lord.
你想禁足会怎么说？
What do you think the jailer was to say?
今天我带了两个人非常特别人从监牢里带到家里面来。
He probably say to them that I had brought two very special people from the prison to the house.
因为我遇见非常奇妙的事。
Because I met something that's very wonderful.
他们现在要把信主耶稣的道讲给我们听。
And they want to share with us the message of how to believe in Jesus.
这个家就变成信主和他的家人接受主的教导的地方。
And this house then became the place where the jailer and his home and his family came to know Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们常常我们有家庭聚会，我们忽略了这一方面的意义。
The brothers and sisters, we have our house fellowship, home fellowship. Sometimes we neglect the meaning of this fellowship.
我们忽略了，我们只说哦，我们去参加个聚会，但是我们不觉得，或者我们以为在这里有个大家彼此交通。
We say we go to this home fellowship, or we say we have fellowship with each one another.
但是圣经里面，以弗所书告诉我，使徒经常告诉我们。 保罗对以弗所的教会也是这样做，常常在家里面教导他们。
But in the Acts, Paul was talking to the elders from Ephesus, and also said that he would teach from house to house.
所以如果没有家庭里面家和他的一家人都接受教导的话，我们在真理上是不够的。
And therefore, if there's no teaching in the homes, we will not have fullness of the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看家可以有很多的功用在属灵的侍奉上面。
And therefore, we can see in the spiritual matters, the house can have served many functions.
最后我要讲到一个事情，是亚基拉和百居拉的家庭。
And finally, I wanted to talk about this family,
Priscilla
and Aquila.
百居拉这个姊妹的名字，亚基拉这个弟兄的名字。Priscilla
is Priscilla is the woman's name. Aquila is the man's name.
圣经里面，百居拉的名字好几次在亚基拉前面。And
several times in the scripture, Priscilla was mentioned before Aquila.
我们不知道为什么。
We don't know for sure.
但也有亚基拉的名字在百基拉前面的时候。
But they also, we don't know for sure why, but we, there are also times Aquila appeared before Priscilla.
但是这个夫妻俩是一同侍奉神的。
But this couple, husband and wife, served the Lord together.
有一天他们在一个聚会里面看见有一个年轻人, 他的名字亚波罗在那里讲道。
And one time they saw this, this person preaching the gospel in the synagogue.
非常有口才, 而且圣经非常的熟练。
And he's someone who has a great talent, and he knew the word of God very well.
他的主题是讲了约翰的洗礼。
And he was talking about the baptism of John.
他们就听见了, 觉得说是还可以给他一点属灵上的帮助。
They heard him preaching, they saw that he needed some more instructions in the, from the scriptures.
因为亚波罗也讲耶稣基督的事, 但是却不是完全明白。
Because he also taught about Jesus, but he did not seem to fully understand.
结果亚基拉和百基拉就把他接来, 教导他关于耶稣基督的事。
And Priscilla and Aquila brought him to their home and they instructed him concerning Jesus.
所以亚基拉和百基拉, 我相信, 既然他们是夫妻, 而且是一个家庭,
I believe Priscilla and Aquila were husband and wife, and they also
serve as a family.
They serve as a family.
所以我就相信, 圣经里面讲到罗马的教会, 讲到教会在亚基拉、百基拉家里面。
And so when the scripture mentioned the church in the house of Priscilla and Aquila,
可能当时教会的形态和我们不是完全一样。
And perhaps the church of those days are not the same as the way they are today.
我们看见这使徒行传中间有公开的聚会，也有家里的聚会。
We see it in the book of Acts, there were open meetings, there were also home meetings in homes.
在我更加有这样的把握，相信公开的聚会是为了敬拜，为了赞美，为了荣耀神。
I have confidence to say that the open meetings were places where people came to worship, to praise Him. And in the meetings at homes were mainly for instruction.
所以我相信家里的这个,
and I believe that to open our homes is so that we can receive more instructions.
在要来的这一年中间,
in this coming year, we want to pay attention to our home fellowship. We hope that our homes can serve its purpose. Not only people believe in Jesus Christ, but also to have instructions so that there will be greater understanding. And therefore, it can serve its purpose in our home fellowship.
有些人可能像亚基拉、百基拉一样, 在主的道上有相当深刻的教训和学习。
And perhaps someone are like Priscilla and Aquila that they both have received much instructions from the Lord.
我相信我们教会中间有些弟兄姊妹也是相当的成熟。
And I believe that some brothers and sisters are very mature.
他们能够给神的儿女帮助。
And they can help other brothers and sisters.
甚至给传道人帮助。
And so they even give help to preacher ministers.
有些人像新信主的这个静竹或者吕迪亚一样。
And some perhaps are especially gifted to help new believers such as the jailer.
他们需要一些教导。
And they need some instructions.
有些时候圣经里教导这么多，不知道从哪里问起。
And there's so many instructions in the Word of God, we don't know, they don't know where to begin.
在家里面却可以得到帮助。
And this can be helped in the home.
我们再看一些情形更加明白，使徒行传第十章里面，哥尼流家里也是这样。
And we can see in the scripture that they can even a greater understanding in some other examples, such as Gamaliel in Acts 10.
哥尼流就是把家里打开, 他的所有亲近的人都在那里听,
Gamaliel opened his home, and all of his relatives came to the home.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们每个人都有一个, 神祝福我们, 我们的家都不错的。
The Lord blesses us that most of us have very good families.
而且我们家庭的关系, 我相信也都能够在神的恩典中间有正常的建立。
And I believe that in our families, because of God's grace, most of us have very have increasing good relationships.
我看见谢长老、谢师母他们家是如何蒙神的祝福，因为他们有家人在一起聚会的时间。
I see how our Elder Shay and Mr. Shay, their family, how they serve the Lord together because they have a family worship together.
我自己家里面也开始学这件事情，一个月聚一次。
And my family is also beginning to learn this. So we have a monthly meeting.
我希望从我的外祖父开始，每一个人都能够接受神的真理。
I hope that beginning with my grandfather that everyone will receive the truth.
我相信家是蒙神祝福的基本单位。
I believe the family is the basic unit where God blesses.
当我们看重我们家中的侍奉的时候
，When we emphasize the service in our homes，
我相信复兴就要从家里面开始。
And I believe the revival will begin with the home.
我实在心里面有负担，愿意看见在这一年中间。我们弟兄姊妹的家都是每一个打开来侍奉神。
I really hope that this year that each one of our families will be a place where it's open for the Lord to be a place to serve Him.
我相信不用我说，你们自己更明白，有些人是更适合请到家里里面来听福音的。
And I believe I don't need to tell you this. You probably know this more than I do. Some people are much more suitable to be invited to your homes.
我希望每一个聚会，每一个礼拜聚会，弟兄姊妹更加努力，更加同心。更加有计划的把你所关心的人请到家里面来。
I hope that each week in our home fellowships that we will even more serious and more committed and even more planning to invite others to these home fellowships.
不是只是为了弟兄姊妹而已，为了你的家人。
Not only for brothers and sisters, but for your family members.
就是为了你自己的家人。
For your own family members.
你把他带到家庭里面来。
That you'll come bring them to your homes.
就是还没有信主的，给他们机会信主。
Those who do not believe in Jesus will come to know Jesus.
若是属灵上长进的，可以侍奉的，让他们有地方侍奉。
And those who are more spiritually mature, there will be a place for them to serve.
到现在，家庭还是社会的基本单位。
And for now, up to now, the family is still the basic unit in our society.
我也相信这是一个基本的吸引力。
And I also believe that this is the basic attraction.
有神同在的家庭。会吸引人来亲近耶稣。
The family that is have Jesus in their midst will be a place to attract others to them.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹更加注意家庭的关系，求主来巩固每一个家庭的关系。
And I pray that you will emphasize even more the relationship in your home that it will be strengthened.
在我们这样交通的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹心里面已经有感觉，也许我的家里面还有没有人得救，是不是我们应该在家里面有侍奉。
And as I speak these, I hope that you are considering who among my families who do not have not been saved, and how we can serve the Lord reaching them.
从哪里开始？
Where do you begin?
就是你家里。
Your family.
也许你里面有这样的感觉。
And perhaps you have this sense.
如果你觉得这是主所给你的负担。
If you believe that this is the burden that the Lord has laid upon your heart,
你以为这是主给你启示,
and this is something that the Lord has shown you,
我希望你能够从这里开始。
I hope you can begin here.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在愿意我们看见弟兄姊妹们各个的家庭都是侍奉你的。
Lord, we pray that we can see that each family here is a home where they are serving you.
但是事实上，许多时候我们自己家人都还没有信主。
But in fact, many of our own family members have not received Jesus yet.
求你开恩怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
当我们把家打开的时候，我们也把我们的家人带到你的面前。
That as we open our homes, we will bring our family members before you.
让圣灵在那里自由的做工。
That the Holy Spirit can have the freedom to work.
让我们看见你在个人心中的工作。
That we might see your work in each individual.
好叫人能够遇见你得救。
And that many will meet you.And it will be saved.
我求你祝福个人的家。
We ask you to bless each home.
求你祝福他们全家。
We ask you to bless each household.
让全家都同心的来侍奉你。
That the whole household will be united in one heart to serve you.
无论是吃饭的时候一起祷告。
And whether it's praying together before meal.
或者是每一个礼拜都有在一起聚集的时间。
Or perhaps each week to have a regular times to meet together.
主，我求你释放我们的时间。
Lord, I ask you to release our time.
让我们注意到我们和家人中间彼此相处的关系。
That we may pay attention to how we relate one to another.
也能借此吸引更多的人看见基督有基督的家庭是何等的不同。
And that we might attract others to see that how the difference between those who do not, those who have the Lord.
让我们的家成为灯光照耀在世间。
That our homes may be a place, may be the light in this world.
求你把光照在家中，叫它照亮一家的人。
And that you may have that your light may be bright in each home to shine on each person.
愿意救恩在每个人家中开始。
And that the salvation will begin in each household.
愿复兴从每个家开始。
And that revival will begin in each household.
听我们的祷告。
We ask you to hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。